Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the service. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our Friday night service. Let us sing hymn 36. Sing hymn 36. When amidst life's busy thronging, weary and lonely you sigh. When for your soul's deepest longing, not to bring comfort is nigh. Hark on the listening ear falling, come so much tender and true. List to a gentle voice calling, bringing a message for you. Whispering hope, oh how welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice. All of us clamoring precious, only deceive and enchain. True and unperishing treasures, that see ye ever in vain. Come, lift your eyes to the mountains, and your soul's yearning shall cease. Drink at the life-giving fountain, let to find rest and sweet peace. Whispering hope, oh how come thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice. We thank to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are able to continuously to have our services, even though it is still in the house, but we thank the Lord that we are able to continue to study His words and to worship Him. Let us together kneel down and pray. We ask our Lord Jesus to guide us, to lead us in our study tonight. Let us kneel down and pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Our In Jesus' name I speak. We thank to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are able to continue to worship Him and to study His words. For tonight's service, for mutual encouragement, we will study on to hold fast, that is, in our faith, hope, and the love. Our study will be from Hebrews chapter 10. Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10. We read from verses 19 down to 25. Hebrews chapter 10, 19 to 25. Verse 19, "Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and the living way which He opened for us, through the curtain, that is, through His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God," 22, "let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and bodies washed with pure water." 23, "let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, For he who promised is faithful. 24. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more you see the day drawing near. As we know, this book of Hebrews, it is written to the Jewish Christians. Formerly, they were the Jews who are of the Judaism, but after they believed in the Lord, so they were converted. Now they are the Jewish Christians. But at that time, they were persecuted. So the author wrote to the Jewish Christians to remind them to hold fast, to hold firm, and that they should not fall away. Today, of course, even though we are not being persecuted, but in the world today, we are facing with a crisis. We are in the affliction, or we are facing a tribulation, as we know, because of this pandemic, COVID-19. So because of this, many may be shaken, many may be troubled, confused, and fearful. But as the author tells us, in whatever circumstances that we are in, we must hold fast. All right? So this part of the Bible tells us that we must hold fast. For our study tonight, we will study into two areas. Firstly, why to hold fast? If we read verse 19, let us read verse 19. Therefore, brethren, since we have. So in the verse 19 tells us, since we have. If we read verse 21, and since we have. All right, so the same words appear here. And from the verse 19 down to 21, we know here tells us about the two reasons why we must hold fast, or we say hold firm. All right, so for this first part, why to hold fast, there are two bases or two grounds for us to hold fast. So the first one is verse 19. Verse 19. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus. So here tells us about the boldness to be able to enter the Holy of the Holies. Here tells us enter the sanctuary, but here we know it refers to the Holy of Holies, the most holy place. Therefore, here tells us about our access to God, and in the future, into the heavenly kingdom. All right, so today, why must we hold fast? We are those who have access to God. We are those who are able to enter the heavenly kingdom in the future. If we refer to Hebrews chapter 9, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. For Christ has entered not into a sanctuary made with hand, a copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. This verse tells us Jesus has entered. But where? Here tells us about into heaven. All right, so from the physical, then into the spiritual. So thank the Lord today. The Lord Jesus, he opened a new and a living way for us so that we are able to have the access to God. In the past, no one are able to go directly to God. They must go through the high priest. But of course, now in the New Testament, it is different. The Lord has opened a new and a living way. So we have direct access to God, and in the future, we are able to enter the heavenly kingdom. Let's turn back Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 20. Verse 20. By the new and living way which he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. So we thank the Lord Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus, he died for us, so therefore he has opened this new and the living way. We know in the past, sin was a separation between us and God, and man, we are not able to draw near to God. But thank the Lord, here tells us about the redemption that is in the Lord Jesus. So through his death, through his blood, we are able now to be reconciled back to God. Let's read Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, let us read verse 12. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. He entered once for all into the holy place, taking not the blood of the goats and the calf, but his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. So we thank the Lord. The Lord redeemed us. So it is through his sacrifice on the cross. And as Matthew chapter 27, let's turn to Matthew chapter 27. Verse 50 and 51. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 and 51. Verse 50. And Jesus cried again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rock were split. Here tells us about what happened at the time when the Lord Jesus died. So the curtain, the veil as we know, that separates the holy place and the most holy place. Most holy place is where the Ark of the Covenant is, where the presence of the Lord is, where the Lord made himself manifest. Alright, so at the time, now this curtain was torn into two. Means now there is no separation between us and God. So the way, the new and the living way is open to us. And it is called a new way because now we are able to go directly to God. And living because it gives us spiritual life. It gives us eternal life. Alright, so firstly, here tells us why we must hold fast. Since today, we have this boldness to enter the Holy of Holies, which means we have direct access to God, and in the future, we're able to enter the heavenly kingdom. And John chapter 14, verse 6 tells us, John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So thank the Lord, through the Lord Jesus, this way now is open. Alright, now let us turn back Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21. Here tell us the second reason, the second basis or the ground why we must hold firm. Verse 21. And since we have a great priest over the house of God. So here tells about the great priest. We know this is the high priest, the Lord Jesus. So now Jesus, he is over the house of God. So today Jesus, he is the head over the church. He is the head over all the believers. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's read from 21 to 23. Ephesians chapter 1, 21 down to 23. 21, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him head over all the things for the church, which is his body. The fullness of him fills all in all. This verse tells us that Jesus today, through his death and the resurrection, he is above all. And here says, he is the head over the church. So thank the Lord today, in the church, we have this great high priest, the Lord Jesus. And since he is the high priest, today we are those who are able to turn to him. Let's turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, let us read 14 to 16. Hebrews chapter 4, 14 to 16. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. So already here clearly again says, today we must hold fast, especially our confession. We have believed in the Lord Jesus. And thank the Lord, this Jesus, the great high priest, he has passed through the heavens. Verse 15. For we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. 16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So thank the Lord today, Jesus, our high priest, he understands us. So what he wants us is that we turn to him because he is our Savior. So we turn to him so that we're able to find mercy and the grace and the help when we are in need. And furthermore, we know that Jesus, he is the mediator. Let's read Hebrews chapter 7. Or Hebrews chapter, let's read chapter 7, yes. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Hebrews 7, 25. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Here tells us that Jesus, he is our intercessor. So he will make intercession for us because he is our mediator. So thank the Lord today, we are of great confidence because we have Jesus to be there always for us. So we are not alone. All right, so in the first part here of the Hebrews chapter 10, it tells us why we must hold fast. So there are two reasons. Because today, thank the Lord, we have access to God and in the future into the heavenly kingdom, which indirectly now tells us we are able to receive his salvation. And secondly, furthermore, we are not alone. We have Jesus to be our helper, to be our mediator, to be the one over us, to lead us and to guide us. All right. So now we come to the second part, the second point of our study, the areas and how to hold fast. All right. So this second point, the areas and how to hold fast. If we turn back to Hebrews chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10, if we read verse 22, here says, let us. 23, let us. And the 24, let us. All right, so here there are the three let us. So here tells us about the three sub-points as to the areas we must hold fast and how to hold fast. So firstly, here tells us in the verse 22, Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our body washed with pure water. So this second part, in actuality, tells us about the water baptism. So here tells us that our bodies are washed with pure water. So this wash here in the Greek word, it points to the water baptism. So this first point as to the areas and how to hold fast, we must today draw near. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, since we are those who already received the water baptism. So this first part tells us about the matters concerning faith. So today we must have no doubt at all towards Jesus, especially now in this time of the testing of our faith. So we need to hold fast our faith and continue to pray unceasingly. Let's turn to James. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, let's read from verses 2 down to verse 8. James chapter 1, verses 2 down to verse 8. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 8. Verse 2. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet with various trials. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Verse 5. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives all men generously without reproaching, and it will be given him. Verse 6. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways, will receive anything from the Lord. So firstly, here James tells us, when we meet with these various trials, we must be joyful, because we know that it is the testing of the faith. So truly now, we are in this period, in this time, the testing of our faith. But today, we must have no doubt in the Lord. So we must pray for wisdom to understand why now we are put in this position. All right? So we need to hold fast our faith without doubting at all in the purpose of the Lord Jesus. It is always good for us. And of course, here the author says, in our prayer, we must also ask in the faith. All right? So today, we must hold fast in our faith. And furthermore, we must continue to live by faith. And most important, not to draw back. Let's turn back. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, 38 and 39. Hebrews chapter 10, 38 and 39. But my righteous one shall live by faith. If he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But 39, but we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who have faith and keep their souls. So the author at the time reminded them, we shall live by faith. So we must not draw back or shrink in our faith. But today, we are those who have faith and those who keep our souls. All right, so today we must continue to lead a life of the worship and continue to pray unceasingly, especially now in the midst of this affliction or this tribulation. All right, so firstly, that concerns faith. So today, we must hold fast our faith. Secondly, concerning now the hope. Let us turn back Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Thank the Lord today, the Lord God that we worship, he is a faithful God. So God, he has promised us eternal life. He has promised us eternal inheritance, and he has promised us eternal glory. So we know he is a faithful God, and the Lord definitely will fulfill all the promises, what he has promised us. All right, but the problem is today, now in the midst of our problem, are we shaken in relation to his promises? All right, so when we suffer, when we are in difficulty, today we must view suffering correctly. We must not allow sufferings to discourage us. But instead, this type of the suffering or the affliction must lead us to be stronger and stronger in our hope. Okay, let's read Romans. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. Romans chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. Verse 2. Through him we have obtained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. So thank the Lord today. Just now in the point one, we say today it is our faith. So we have access by faith to this grace. And of course, today we must be able to stand firm in our faith. All right, and here says we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. So thank the Lord. The hope of the glory, the hope of eternal life, the hope of our inheritance in the heavenly kingdom all belongs to us. So in the verse 3 tells us, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which has been given to us. All right, so Paul here tells us today that the sufferings, in the midst of sufferings, difficulties, affliction, problems, we must what? Rejoice. All right, because we know this type of the suffering, here says, produces endurance. So no matter how, because of our hope, we must be able to endure. And here says endurance produces character. Yes, we are strong. We have good character. Then here says about our hope. And we thank the Lord. Our hope does not disappoint us, especially now, because we have the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the seal and the guarantee. So when we have the Holy Spirit, thank the Lord, it manifests the love of the Lord. The Lord wants to fulfill his promises to us. All right, so today we must view these sufferings, this position that we are in correctly. We must take it as a test, but allow this suffering to lead us stronger and stronger in our hope. And of course, when we say hope, hope must be the anchor of our soul. Let's refer to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 to 19. Hebrews chapter 6, 17 to 19, verse 17. So, when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he interposed with an oath. 18. So that through the two unchangeable things in which it is impossible that God should prove false. Here says, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to seize the hope set before us. Verse 19, we have this as a sure and a steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner shrine behind the curtain. Thank the Lord today, we are very sure about our hope. Here says that enter into the inner shrine behind the curtain means the hope that leads us to access to God and in the future, the heavenly kingdom. So thank the Lord today, this is our hope, the heavenly kingdom, eternal life, eternal glory, eternal inheritance. So this hope must be the anchor of the soul. Today we know we are likened to be the ark of the last days. We are in this so-called turbulent world, in this so-called turbulent sea. But thank the Lord, we have this anchor. We are firm. We will not be drifted. We will not be the tossed to and fro. And thank the Lord, here tells us about the Lord's faithfulness. So in order to, here says in the verse 17, and when God desired to show a more convincingly to the heirs of promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he interposed with an oath. And 18 says, through two unchangeable things to prove that he will not be false. So these two unchangeable things tell us about the promise. So the Lord not only make promises to us, but he interposed it with an oath. So we today must have confidence in him. So we must trust in him. And this hope of ours must be the anchor of our soul. Then we will be able to hold fast. And thirdly, let's turn back. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, let's read 24 and 25. Verse 24, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. All right, so thirdly, here says, about our love. So we must stir up one another to love and to do good works. And of course, today we must continuously encourage one another as we see the day drawing near. So we thank the Lord that today many churches, recently many churches in their CMC internet meeting, they already discuss as to how to help members, those who are in need, because of the MCO. So due to the MCO, many they are not able to work, and some are who receive daily wages. All right, so many of our believers, they may be in the need. So thank the Lord, this is the good works, the work of love that the church is able to play. So thank the Lord. They have made a lot of discussion concerning how to help the believers. And of course, we thank the Lord. Some even, they have the visiting through the phone, so-called. They call believers up to ask how are they. And thank the Lord, there are even some believers with love. They call up the elderly believers to offer, to make purchases for them, their provisions, and even to make arrangements for their meals. All right, so all this, it is the works of the love. So especially now in the midst of this problem, so today it is a time for us to show our love, our concern, our prayers for one another. Let's turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter 3, 17 and 18. 1 John chapter 3, 17 and 18. Verse 17. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? 18. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in the deed and in the truth. So thank the Lord. We have already seen and heard, and we know that now believers, even the churches, they are so concerned, and they have now put their concern into action. So we thank the Lord. This is love in the deed and the truth. All right, so from the Hebrews chapter 10 today, we know that we must hold fast because we thank the Lord. We are able to have now access to God, and in the future, the heavenly kingdom. We have the hope of the salvation. And furthermore, today we thank the Lord. We have Jesus Christ to be with us. We are not alone. All right, so we have this relationship with Him. So we must hold firm. We must not be shaken. And how are we to hold firm? Which area? So it is in the area of our faith, our hope, and our love. So we pray that the Lord Jesus will lead us and guide us and continue to strengthen us so that we can continue to hold fast. We thank the Lord. We praise His name. Now let us sing the second hymn. 136. Let us sing hymn 136. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He had me known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for His own. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me He did impart, nor how believing in His word brought peace within my heart. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I know not how the Spirit moved, convincing men by sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in Him. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come, by night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk in the veil with Him or meet Him in the air. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. We thank the grace of the Lord. This is the third Sabbath that we are having in our homes through the internet. In our prayer, let's continue to pray the Lord to guide us, to lead us. Let us all keep safe. Let us have good health. And we pray that the Lord will continuously preserve us. And let us today hold fast in our faith, hope, and the love. And let's remember to continuously pray for one another. Now, let's together, in Jesus' name, kneel down and pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Are you sure?
We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our service will end here. May the Lord continuously preserve us and bless us. Amen.